Hare Krishna. So today we are going to discuss about the second limb of Sharanagati. Totally, how many limbs are there?
Six.
Six. So yesterday we discussed about the all six in an introduction through Bhaktivinod Thakur's song, and how the six limbs of Sharanagati are the very basis of devotional service. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came along with his associates and his dham to teach us the process of Sharanagati. And then in the evening, in the afternoon session, we discussed about the first limb, which is Daina. To be surrendered, first of all, we have to develop the quality of being humble. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also considered that was the most important aspect of becoming a devotee or being eligible to chant the holy name of the Lord. The qualification for chanting is becoming more humble than a blade of grass, becoming as tolerant as a tree, and desiring no respect for ourselves, we must offer all respects to others. These are the four essential qualifications. Then only one will be able to chant the holy name constantly. Kirtaniya Sadahari. All the time, sada, constantly, all the time. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur described the process of Sharanagati in various poetry, different limbs of Sharanagati. So, there is one very beautiful song that explains how to surrender, how to offer oneself to Krishna. Atma Nivedan. Atma means the self, and Nivedan means offer. So this song goes like, Manasa Deho Geho Jo Kichu Mor Orpilu Tuapade Nanda Kishore. Manasa Deha Geho. My mind, my body, my household, Jo Kichu Mor, whatever is mine, whatever belongs to me, whatever I consider to be mine, Orpilu Tuapade Nanda Kishore. O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am offering it at your lotus feet. Arpilu means I am offering. Arpan means to offer, and Arpilu, I am offering. I am offering everything, my body, my mind, whatever belongs to me, I am offering it to you. Arpilu Tuapade Nanda Kishore. Shampade Bipade Jibane Morone. At the time of happiness or at the time of distress, at the time of enjoyment or at the time of danger, Dai Mamu Gala Tua Upadu Varane. Now that I have surrendered myself, I have offered myself at your lotus feet. All those considerations are now gone. I don't have any concern whether I am in happiness or in distress. Marobi rakhobi jo ichha tohara. Whether you want to keep me, whether you want to protect me, or whether you want to kill me. Whether you want to kill me or whether you want to maintain me, whether you want to protect me, whatever is your desire, you just do it. That is the attitude of a devotee. Marobi rakhobi jo ichha tohara nitya dasho prati tua adhikara. I am your eternal servant, therefore you have all your right over me. You have every right to do whatever you want to do with me. Janmao bi moi ichha jodi tor. If you want me to take birth again, janmao bi moi ichha jodi tor bhokato grihe jani janmo hou mor. If you want me to take birth again, then please allow me to be born in the house of a devotee. I don't mind being born again. I don't mind taking birth again and again. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned, mama janmani janmani shari. Life after life. So this way we can see that a devotee has no desire even for liberation. Liberation means, this is my last life, I don't want to be born again, I want to go back to the spiritual world. Mukti. So devotee doesn't even have any concern for liberation. If you want, but only desire is that please allow me to be born in the house of a devotee. But bohir mukho brahmo janme nahi asha. And if that life is of even of Brahma, even if it is a life of Brahma, but if that is averse to Krishna consciousness, then I do not want that life. I do not want even the position or birth as Lord Brahma, if that birth is averse to Krishna consciousness. Bohir mukho brahmo janme nahi asho. Kito janamo ho jatha tua dash. Kito jan. Okay. Bhakato grihe jani jan. Kito janamo ho jatha tua dash. Let me be born even as an insect, but I do not want to be born as Lord Brahma. If that life is averse to Krishna consciousness. So the prayer is, let me be born even as an insect, as a devotee, or in the house of a devotee. But I do not want to be born as Brahma if that birth is averse to Krishna consciousness. Bhukti mukti spriha bihino je bhakto labho ite tako shango anurakto. Bhukti means enjoyment in the material nature, and mukti means liberation. Bhukti Mukti Spriha. Spriha means desire. Bihino je bhakto labho ite tako sango anurakto. I want to have the association of that devotee who is free from desire of enjoyment or even liberation. So this is the point. A devotee doesn't want immaterial enjoyment, and a devotee doesn't even want liberation. Because bhakti, devotion, is beyond that. Prabhupada pointed out that bhukti and mukti are the two sides of the same coin. Enjoyment in the material nature, liberation from this material nature. Both are in relation to material existence. But devotion is transcendental to material nature. Devotion is beyond material nature. It's of another dimension, another reality. Therefore, a devotee doesn't have any desire for either enjoyment in the material nature or liberation from material bondage. Bhukti mukti spriha bihino je bhakto labho ite tako sango anurakto. I am very, very eager to have the association of that devotee. I want to have the association of the devotee who doesn't have any desire for material enjoyment or liberation from material bondage. Janako janani doito tanaya prabhu guru pati tuhu sarvamaya. My Lord Krishna, you are my father, Janako. Janani, you are my mother. Doito, you are my lover. Tanayo, you are my son. Prabhu, you are my master, you are my Lord. Guru, you are my spiritual master. Poti, you are my husband. Tuhu sarvamaya, you are my everything. That is the attitude of a devotee. To him, Krishna is everything. Krishna fulfills all various needs of a devotee. He is his father, he is his mother, he is his lover, he is his master, Lord and Master, he is a spiritual master, he is his husband, and he is his son. In whichever way we want to look at Krishna, in whichever way we want to get Krishna, we can get Krishna in that way. Janako janani doito tanay prabhu guru pati tuhu sarvamaya. Bhakuti binodo kahi shuno kan radhanath tuhu hamaro paran. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, O Kan, O Kanhaiya, O Krishna, O Lord of Radharani, Radhanath, you are my life and soul. Radhanath tuhu hamaro paran. So should we read, should we sing this song? Tumi eta harmonium to bajo. Mridango ke bajabe. Anyone who can play mridanga? Okay, yeah. I just want to tell you something. You can call it one very wonderful realization. Yesterday, I was trying to correct your pronunciation. But then later on, it occurred to me that I am at the place of Srimati Radharani. And who I am to correct anybody? You all are Radharani's dear devotees. And who am I to correct you all? So once again, I'll beg your apology and forgiveness for that. Another thing is that I should have been happy that you all were singing so beautifully, not worrying about the pronunciation as such. But that's the problem of being a teacher, you know. A teacher always develops a tendency to correct everybody. Thank you. Manush deho geho jo kichu or pilu tua pade nando kisho. Manush deho geho jo kichu mon orpilu tua pade nando kisho. Devi pade jivane marone Shampa Devi jivane marone dai mono gela tua o pado maro. Dai mono gela tua o pado maro. Manush deho geho jo kichu mone or bilo tu apage nando kichu maro bira khobe jo ichha toha maro bira khobe jo ichha toha
Oh,
Nanda Kishore. Kito janam jatha tu anasho Kito janam jatha tu anasho mukha brahma janmi Bohir Mukha Brahma Janme Nahi Manusha Deho और पीलो आपने नंद किशोर Mukti spriha Vihino je bhakta Bhukti mukti spriha Vihino Labhoite tako shangoyo mura Labhoite tako shangoyo Manasha Deho Jogi Chumon Or Bindu Tua Pare Nando Kishore Thank you. Jano ko janane doito tanaya Jano ko janane doito tanaya
Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Although I translated the song before, I'll just read the translation here. Mind, body and family, whatever may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda Maharaj. In good fortune or in bad, in life or at death, all my difficulties have disappeared by choosing those feet of yours as my only shelter. Slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master of your eternal servant. If it is your will that I be born again, then may it be in the home of your devotee. May I be born again even as a worm, so long as I may remain your devotee. I have no desire to be born as a Brahma, averse to you. I yearn for the company of the devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. Father, mother, lover, son, lord, preceptor, and husband, you are everything to me. Thakur Bhaktivinod says, O Kana, please hear me. O Lord of Radha, you are my life and soul. So, through this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us how to be, how to offer ourselves to Krishna. Sharanagati means taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, taking shelter of Krishna. So, yesterday we discussed quite extensively that how there are six limbs or six aspects of Sharanagati. This is one of the most important aspects. We have to offer ourselves. Rupa Goswami used an expression, Atma Nikshepa. Atma means the self or the soul or the or real me or me. Nikshepa, offering. We have to offer ourselves to Krishna. We can't maintain our identity being separate from Krishna. In this material nature, what we are doing, due to our false ego, due to our mistaken identity, we are identifying ourselves with the body and we are maintaining that identity. Everything is centered around this body. Now that identity has to be given up. We have to completely renounce that possessiveness and just offer it to Krishna. In simple words, instead of being me, I have to become Krishna's. Amar nahito ami. In another song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is maintaining that consideration. Now that I have surrendered myself to you, I am no more mine. I am not mine anymore. My possessiveness, my identity as me is completely gone. I am yours. So that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is pointing out how to make that happen. How to offer ourselves to completely to Krishna. And he's saying, whatever is mine is offered to you. My mind, my body, my family, my house, my home, my hearth, everything belongs to you. That may frighten somebody. Oh, how is it possible? How can I offer everything? Especially when we are in a household situation. But again, Prabhupada pointed out that we don't have to do it whimsically or recklessly. Krishna consciousness doesn't mean that we have to give everything up and go away to the forest. Krishna consciousness means a wonderful transformation or transition. From mine, Krishna's. I don't have to give up my house. Let it become Krishna's house. I don't have to give up my family. Let it be Krishna's family. So that is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. And that is the meaning of Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya. We don't really have to give up anything. We simply have to recognize that everything belongs to Krishna. To begin with, nothing belongs to us. Everything to begin with belongs to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. Like what I am claiming to be my house, the land on which my house is built, is it my land or Krishna's land? With the material that the house was built, the bricks, mortars, iron, wood, are they mine? It's Krishna's. So if we probe deep into things, then it becomes quite clear that to begin with, everything belongs to Krishna. So why am I claiming them to be mine? Let me recognize. But very mercifully, Krishna has given it to me to use. Now how should I use it? I must use it for the sake of Krishna. Krishna gave it to me and I use it for Krishna's sake. In that respect also Prabhupada gave a very beautiful example. The father gives some money to the son. With that money, the son buys some sweets. And he takes it to the father and says, "Daddy, daddy, I got these sweets for you." How does the father feel? Similarly, when what Krishna has given to us, when we give them back to Krishna, it simply pleases Krishna. Krishna doesn't say, "Well, I'm not going to give you anything." Rather, Krishna's attitude is, "Everything that you need, I'll provide." Just like a caring father takes care of his children, Krishna is always taking care of us. But on our part, we are offering it to Krishna. And that pleases Krishna. And then Krishna gives it back to us again. The son gives the sweets to the father. And the father takes a bite and says, "Okay, now rest you can take. And share it with your brothers and sisters." That is the wonderful world of Hare Krishna. There's nothing to give up, nothing to renounce. Krishna has made all kinds of wonderful arrangements for us because he cares for us, because he loves us. And now in return, we simply want to reciprocate his love. That is what Krishna consciousness simply means. So as Bhaktivinoda Thakur pointed out, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us that. If we consider, prior to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this approach was not really known. Prior to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spiritual life meant give up everything, go to the forest. Give up everything, go to the Himalayan mountains. But what did Mahaprabhu say? There's no need for that. You simply chant the holy name of the Lord. And recognize that everything belongs to Krishna. Recognize that you yourself belong to Krishna. And Krishna is your maintainer. Krishna is your Lord and Master, Goptritya Bharan. That will be the next aspect. Krishna is our Lord and Master. So in this way, when we recognize Krishna as our supreme maintainer, supreme proprietor, he's our Lord and Master. Like a caring father, Krishna is taking care of us. Like an intimate friend, Krishna is always with us. So that is Krishna. And what Krishna is expecting from us? Krishna is simply expecting that we turn our face towards him. That's why he is in our hearts as the super soul. Although it is said that Krishna is he himself said that he is the upadrashta, he is the witness, and anumanta, he is the one who approves. But the real purpose of Krishna's being with us in our heart as the super soul is Krishna is waiting when we are going to turn our face towards him. In that respect, we can consider one analogy. The child wants to play with his friends. And he says, "Daddy, daddy, I want to go and play with my friends." And father says, "Come." So he brings him to the park. He meets his friends and he is absorbed, completely absorbed in playing with his friends. And he is playing, sometimes he is winning and he is happy. Sometimes he's losing, he's sad. And he's completely absorbed in that game. And he's completely oblivious of his father. But the father is sitting on a bench not watching the child. Although the child has completely forgotten the father, but the father didn't. Father is watching him. And then it becomes dark, all the friends are gone, the child is afraid, and then he remembers the father and he calls out, "Daddy, Daddy, where are you?" And then the father comes, picks him up on his lap and says, "Come, let's go home." So that is how Krishna, because we wanted to play games with our friends, he allowed us to come here. And we are playing. When you are winning, we are very happy. And when you are playing the game wrongly and we are losing, then we are so sad. And that's the game. And we are completely absorbed in it and we have no remembrance of the Father at all. But the Father, like the super soul, is sitting there and watching us. And the moment we say, "Daddy, Daddy, where are you?" He says, "Come, let's go home." That is why Krishna is in our hearts as the super soul. Who can be more concerned about us than him? Krishna is a loving and caring father, dearmost friend. Surhidam sarvabhutanam. Surhidam sarvabhutanam, most intimate friend. And gyatva maam shantir vrichati. Knowing me, or you can say, when one remembers him, then he experiences total freedom from anxiety and he becomes submerged in an ocean of joy. That is the reward for re-establishing our relationship with the Father. Father wants us to go back to him. He's waiting. All we have to do, Krishna, just call out to Krishna. So in order to remind us about that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Shaparshad Shiyodham Shaho Abotori Ottanto Durlabho Prem Koribare Dan Shikhaye Sharanagati Bhakotiro Pran. In order to bestow his mercy upon the living entities, Jive Daya Kori, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Shaparshad, along with his associates, Shiyodham, along with his abode. His associates, so many associates, with them he came from the spiritual sky. All those associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are from the spiritual sky. They all are his associates in Vrindavan. He himself came as a devotee. He himself came assuming the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani, the greatest devotee. And then in that pastimes, Balaram came, Nityananda Prabhu. Mahavishnu came, Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Radharani came, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu. Narad Muni came as Shribash Thakur. Then various gopis, various manjaris, Ardha Goswamis and other intimate associates. Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Sanatana Goswami, Ananga Manjari. In this way, all these very, very intimate associates With them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And the purpose is to teach us, the fallen conditioned souls in this material nature, how to develop devotion for Him. How to surrender ourselves at the lotus feet of Krishna. He Himself is chanting all the time. He Himself is praying, Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Pahi Ma. Krishna, 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 Raksha Ma. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Pahi Ma. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Raksha Ma. He is teaching us how to surrender unto Krishna. The Lord Himself has come to show us how to become His devotee. And He is Krishna, but He is playing the role of Srimati Radharani. Krishna as Srimati Radharani. Simple words. So, and this Vrindavan is the place of Srimati Radharani. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur again in some song he mentioned that we all are actually the servants, maidservants of Srimati Radharani. And he's praying, when I will be able to become the maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Dhamer sharup sphuribe nayone hoibo radharo dashi. When will the actual identity of the holy dham will become manifest in my eyes and I will become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Every morning we sing the Tulasi prayer. What is our prayer to Srimati Tulsi Maharani? Ei nivedano dharo shokhir anugato karo. Let us become the followers of the sakhis of Srimati Radharani. And seva adhikaro diye karo nija dashi. Giving us the opportunity to serve you, please allow me to become your maidservant, Karo Nija Dashi. So our whole purpose is actually to become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. In that respect, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that those who are devotees of Vishnu, they are Vaishnavas. Those who are devotees of Krishna, they are Kashnas. And those who are devotees of Srimati Radharani, they are Gauriyas. So we are Gauriyas. Our identity is we are maidservants of Srimati Radharani. So Vrindavan is a very special place where we are getting an opportunity to experience the presence of Srimati Radharani. At a time like this, that feeling becomes very prominent. Actually, so many devotees, all the devotees of Srimati Radharani being attracted to Srimati Radharani, they're coming to Vrindavan. And her mercy is being abundantly showered upon them. Krishna is difficult to be pleased. It is difficult to please Krishna. But it is very easy to please Srimati Radharani. So we are taking the easier course. just when we serve Krishna, when she sees that we are willing to serve Krishna, we are willing to win the favor of Krishna, we are willing to serve Krishna's devotees, Radharani becomes very, very pleased. And she bestows her mercy. So this is Vrindavan Dham. There's a very beautiful prayer by Lord Shiva. It is from Urdham Naya Tantra, glorifying Srimati Radharani. It goes like Munindra Vrinda Vandite Triloko Shoko Harini Prashanna Bhaktra Pankaje Nikunja Bhubilashini Brajendra Bhanu Nandini Brajendra Sunu Sangate Kada Kurisha Shihomam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Lord Shiva is praying. The daughter of King Vrishabhanu, the lover of Krishna, whom all the sages and saintly personalities worship, and who wipes out all the suffering conditions of the living entities of three worlds, Triloko Shoko Harini. The suffering condition of three worlds become eliminated simply by her mercy. When will that daughter of Sri King Vrishabhanu will cast her merciful sidelong glance upon me? That is the position of Shri. Kada Kurisha Shihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Srimati Radharani ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, who came so mercifully to bestow His mercy upon us, assuming the mood of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Yeah, those who want, okay. But it will be better, as I mentioned earlier, to write the question in a piece of paper. Give it to him. Hare Bol. They're just next to you.
Thank you for the large, thank you for the wonderful class. I just had a question in terms of understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Dalandar Pandit, because Dalandar Pandit is Radharani himself, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So how is the relationship between the two? Because it seems like there's some overlap of Radharani's path.
When Radharani got to know that Krishna is going to play her role, that is, assuming her mood, Krishna will come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Radharani decided, let me see how Krishna plays that role. And that's why she came as Gadadhar Pandit, the constant companion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the time. And she says, let's see how you play my role. So that is why Radharani came as Gadadhar Pandit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he went to Gaya and he met Ishwar Puri, got initiated by him, he became mad due to transcendental ecstasy. He lost his external consciousness completely, and he would behave in such a way that it was becoming very difficult to control him. He became mad actually. So one day he was crying, "Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you?" And he was crying in such a way that everyone became so full of anxiety. Then Gadadhar Pandit was there. He said, "Why are you crying? Krishna is there in your heart. He is there." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his nails, tried to pierce open his, like as if he wanted to see Krishna in his heart. So then Gadadhar Pandit told him, "Krishna has just gone out for a while, he'll come back soon." So that is how Mahaprabhu became pacified. So seeing that, Sachi Mata said, "Although Gadadhar is a young boy, but he's so intelligent. So he is the one who can actually take care of Nimai." And she told Gadadhar, "Gadadhar, you always stay with him. Always stay with him and take care of him." So due to that order from Sachi Mata, Gadadhar Pandit made it a point to be always with him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas, he went with him. And the idea was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stay in Jagannath Puri. So Gadadhar Pandit took Kshetra sannyas, a vow not to leave Jagannath Puri. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving for Vrindavan, Gadadhar Pandit wanted to go with him. Mahaprabhu said, "No, you can't, because you have taken the vow of Kshetra sannyas, you have to stay in Puri, stay in the dham to maintain your vow." So he said, "To hell with my vow. This vow of Kshetra sannyas is to get you. So I don't care about that vow." And Mahaprabhu insisted, "No, a vow is a vow. You have to." And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insisted like that, Gadadhar Pandit fainted. He just fainted. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. That's the only time Gadadhar Pandit couldn't go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like, because he took Kshetra sannyas, he had to stay in Jagannath Puri.
So, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class. When you say reading and hearing, what does it actually mean? Reading and hearing, and what should be our mood while doing it? And even after reading and hearing, still we feel mind is going here and there. What should we do? Good question. What is the relationship between reading and hearing? Reading is also hearing. Because when you are reading, you hear the voice of the author. The voice of the author is transmitted through those letters. That is what reading is. When you read, don't you hear internally? So that is why reading scriptures, especially reading Prabhupada's books, and the books that are supporting Srila Prabhupada's teachings, are very important for us to read. T-
That's why Prabhupada said that he will always be here with us through his books. And when we will read Srila Prabhupada's books, we will hear Prabhupada. Reading Prabhupada's books is not different from hearing Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Pam Ho. As you said, we should pray to Radharani for our spiritual life, as it is easy to approach. But what if we naturally be attracted to Krishna only? Krishna only. Krishna is never alone. And especially a devotee doesn't want to see Krishna alone. Devotee's mood is, we must unite Radharani with Krishna. A devotee's heart actually aches when he sees that Krishna is alone without Radharani. So therefore, our prayer is Radha Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. So that is Krishna, that is our Krishna. How can Krishna be separated from his eternal consort? Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and Srimati Radharani is providing for all his enjoyments. If Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and Radharani provides all the enjoyments of Krishna, then how can Krishna be separated from Radharani? So you may be attracted to Krishna, that is fine, but Krishna with Srimati. Make it a point that Krishna is always with Radharani. And if you want to win Krishna's favor, then approach Krishna through Srimati Radharani. That respect also, Prabhupada gives an example. It is very difficult to please a very rich man. A very rich man has everything. No matter whatever you give, no matter how expensive the gift is, really he won't even look at it. So that is how difficult it is to please a very rich man. But to please a rich man's son is not at all difficult. You can just give him a gulab jamun and the son is happy getting that. And seeing that the son is happy, the father will become favorably disposed to you. That your son is pleased with you, the father will be pleased with you. So what's the easy way of pleasing a very important person, very opulent person? Go through his beloved ones. So Srimati Radharani is Krishna's beloved. And therefore we approach Krishna through Srimati Radharani. So,
Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, you described in previous class about Vaikuntha planets. Vaikuntha, Saket, Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan. Is there any Vaikuntha like Mayapur or Mayadweep? Whose question is this? Oh, okay. It's okay, Mayapur or Navadvip. What's your question? Saket Dwarka. Okay. Mayapur or Navadvip? स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड में है या नहीं. हाँ, स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड का, ओके लेट मी स्पीक इन इंग्लिश. द टॉप मोस्ट रीजन ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड इज गोलोक, एंड गोलोक हैज टू चैम्बर्स, टू साइड्स. वन साइड इज वृंदावन एंड द अदर साइड इज नवद्वीप. इन वृंदावन कृष्णा इज एंजॉइंग हिज लविंग रिलेशनशिप विथ हिज डिवोटीज, and in Navadvip Krishna is distributing that love as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually both Vrindavan and Mayapur are actually the topmost region of the spiritual sky. Therefore there is no difference between Vrindavan and Mayapur. Only difference is the difference of Leela. In Vrindavan Krishna is enjoying, and in Navadvip Mayapur Krishna is distributing. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Krishna is in heart. When heart transplantation happens, the artificial heart will be fixed. Then will Krishna... then Krishna reside in artificial heart also? How does it happen? Good question. There's nothing to laugh. I know, it's funny. You see, heart is the region where the soul is situated. It's like a seat for the soul. And along with the seat, along with the heart, along with the soul, the super soul or Krishna is also there. Krishna is with the spirit soul. Super soul is with the spirit soul. So when heart transplantation takes place, heart transplant takes place, then it is something like the seat has been damaged. Right, your seat has been damaged and a new seat has to be brought in. So you are told, sir, can you please shift into this seat? And that is the arrangement, as the artificial heart, as we mentioned. And then the new seat is fixed, and the person comes and sits there. So, and the point is, along with the spirit soul, the super soul is there. Yes, when the spirit soul goes and sits in that artificial heart, then super soul also goes and sits with that, on that seat. And when the seat is fixed, a new heart is transplanted, then he comes and sits there again, along with the super soul. Okay, no more questions. It's already quite a few. So, Guru Maharaj, thanks for the wonderful class. I want to know, why did we want to play and get separated from Krishna? Well, we don't know why you wanted to play. But the reality is that somehow or other you wanted to play and you ended up here and caught up in this game. But you have the option to go back to where you came from. All you have to do is just call out to Krishna and beg him to take you on his lap and take you back to God. Second question, I like to hear Srila Prabhupada tell me more than reading his books. I like to hear Srila Prabhupada's lecture more than reading his books. Is it okay, or I must read his books every day? Well, if you see, as I said, reading is non-different from hearing. So if you're hearing Prabhupada's tapes, that is hearing. So, but it'll be nice if you can read also. Because in the books, Prabhupada has presented it in a more profound way. So, there's a question from Radhikeshwari Dasi. Guru Maharaj, you told that that Lord Chaitanya gave us the principle of Yukta Vairagya. So, to what extent this can be applied? For example, it is forbidden to offer hibiscus flower to Krishna. So can we offer it and say we are applying Yukta Vairagya? And similar for other things also. Well, you see, Krishna loves fragrant flowers. And if the hibiscus, and since hibiscus doesn't have fragrance, better not to offer it. If you have access to other flowers. If you don't, then offer a hibiscus. What to do? Hibiscus actually is the flower of Kali. Kali is fond of hibiscus. Shiva is fond of dhutura. And Krishna is fond of fragrant flowers like champaka, kadamba. So next question, my heartfelt gratitude to you for conducting this seminar. The best part of this seminar is the Vaishnava bhajans. Why is it important to sing only Vaishnava bhajan and not only other mundane bhajans? How do both affect our consciousness in regards to our surrender to Radha and Krishna? Krishna Rupa Devi Dasi. Okay. What is mundane bhajan? Jai Jagadish Hare. So, anyway, Prabhupada wanted us to sing not only Vaishnava bhajans, but Vaishnava bhajans mainly of Vaishnava acharyas. Because our acharya's mood is very important for us to adapt. So because they know Krishna, they know how to approach Krishna. And that's why Vaishnava bhajans are very important. Hare Krishna. So we can have a little kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Na Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, we are very happy to have our very dear God brother, Panchagoro Prabhu, to be with us here to inaugurate the launching of the book that I recently wrote about my days with Srila Prabhupada, mainly in Vrindavan. So I will request Panchagoro Prabhu to say something. Thank you so much, Panchagoro Prabhu. Why don't you sit down and take this one? Take this one.
Hare Krishna. It's a great honor and privilege to be here among so many Vaishnavas, especially Bhakti Churu Maharaj. We're very fortunate to have someone who had that personal association with Prabhupada, the mood of service, love and devotion. I remember back in the 90s, Maharaj filming Abhay Charan, going here, going there, I'd be on my motorcycle running into his shooting efforts. So devotees of the Lord, they have no attachments. They're not envious. always peaceful and equal to everyone, loving to everyone. So the more we hear about Srila Prabhupada, from Srila Prabhupada's dedicated devotees, it's more and more relishable. Just like Shukadeva Goswami speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, Sutta Goswami speaking to all the different Vaishnavas and sages, it gets sweeter and sweeter. So we're very honored to have this opportunity to be here to hear from the devotees, to also spread the glories of Srila Prabhupada and help spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So again, I'm very honored, and I hope that every one of you take a book, read it, relish it, appreciate it, and share it with others. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
I want to offer the first book to my very dear godbrother, Pancha Gaura Prabhu. Well, since we started the distribution already, how many godbrothers and sisters are here? Please, Mother Daiva Shakti, and any? Oh, Akhildar Prabhu, where? Oh, there you are. Okay. So I would.
Book for 40 years. It just so happened that when Maharaj first came to Mayapur, I was serving there in Mayapur. It was July of 1976. And Prabhupada had sent me there to do some service. I was there for 8 months. So I watched Maharaj from day one, how he blossomed. Not only did he blossom, he became a whole tree of Lord Chaitanya's movement, so many fruits and flowers here now. And from that time that I saw Maharaj there in Mayapur, from the very first day, in my heart, I thought, finally, Srila Prabhupada has attracted the cultured Indian youth, because there was no one like Maharaj in the entire movement at that time. So we never spoke. Maharaj used to just say Hare Krishna Mataji. He was always so effulgent and so happy. You mention all of this in your book. But anyone who saw him at that time knew that he was so special, and he was going to do something very special for Srila Prabhupada. So it just so happened that when I had to come back to Vrindavan, it was around Mayapur festival time. We were preparing for Prabhupada to come, but Prabhupada got sick. But I already had Prabhupada's house ready. I had everything ready in the kitchen for Prabhupada. And then suddenly we got the news that Prabhupada couldn't come. He was too sick. And I said, okay, then I'll go to Mayapur and cook for him there, because I used to cook in Mayapur. They said, no, someone's taken your place now. Who's that? Oh, this new devotee. He can do everything for Prabhupada. I thought, oh, there could only be one person who that could be, and that's the new bhakta. So he took away all the service that I had for Srila Prabhupada personally. He could do everything for Prabhupada, everything. It took me a long time to get over that. In fact, for me, Prabhupada's disappearance was when I couldn't do the personal service for Prabhupada anymore, and it got turned over to Bhakti Charaswami. So I've been lamenting since that time. But I'm so happy that Prabhupada found just the perfect servant who could do everything for him, absolutely everything. and I admire him so much, and that's why I'm reading this book again and again. Actually, in this book, Maharaj says something very wonderful about Prabhupada, about how he speaks. But I feel that this is actually the way this book is. He says that Prabhupada was imparting the greatest wisdom with the most sublime simplicity. So I feel actually that's the way your book is, the greatest wisdom about Srila Prabhupada with the most sublime simplicity. And one very important principle that I found in the book that I'm trying to understand. For instance, yesterday someone challenged me that how is it possible that Lord Chaitanya's name is going to be heard in every town and village? It's just a dream. How's it going to happen? So Prabhupada, he mentioned that it's not going to happen in his lifetime, but there were two principles that were very important, and that was the collaborative management, meaning the GBC, and the spiritual leadership of its founder, Acharya. So Prabhupada was very careful that Prabhupada's name was always mentioned whenever ISKCON's name was mentioned. So this is the secret to how Lord Chaitanya's name and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will be spread all over the world. I never heard this before, so now I have the answer. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Thank you so much for this speech. It was really very touching. So today is a glorious day.
Thank you so much, Mother Deva Shakti. You know, you forgot to mention, maybe you forgot one thing, that when I was in Mayapur and used to take care of Prabhupada's room, one day I had the good fortune of assisting you when you are shifting the books.
Yeah.
That's what
Prabhupada
said he would do. Yeah. Thank you. And in Mother Deva Shakti, we find the dedication to Srila Prabhupada. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, she is just serving Srila Prabhupada without the slightest deviation, with absolute sincerity and commitment. Thank you so much.